All right.
All right.
Let's do this.
Let's crack them.
Cheers.
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 Ah. That's how that goes.
Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem, baby. Cheers to you. Oh, that's so good.
I needed even, that. Like,
it's not quite as cold as it was last time because we just got them. We just got back fresh from work. They're fresh out of the, like, literally just delivered today. So, in a box, right? But even, like, not, they're not warm, but they're not cold. They're, like, little less than warm. What would you call that?
Like, yeah, like, I can't just above
moist.
Above moderate?
Moist? It's already moist. It's a liquid, damn it.
You're not wrong. But, like, the can and the outer shell is a little moist. It's just, it's hitting right today. That's basically
They're really good, but they're tasty if they're not like really cold too. Whereas like, you know, beer when it tastes flat because it's hot, it doesn't get that, you don't get that vibe from that.
Yep.
You get still more of like a flavor taste and it's more satisfying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
More satisfying. Yeah. So welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. Welcome back to a summer fair adventure part. Dose.
This
is part two, baby.
Part one was a journey.
Yeah, if you haven't watched that, again, I'll link it in this video so that you can go and watch it because, like, realistically, you should. It's hilarious. Absolutely. I'm an idiot. Tyler got to laugh at me a few times at it. We had some good conversation, but most importantly, we talk about Kind. We talked about Kind and our full day experience there. So if you really like weed and you really like being high and you're a pothead, perfect for you. I'm just telling you. It lists a lot of good things.
Absolutely.
Right?
First time at the summer fair, too.
Yeah.
Until the winter. First time at the summer one. It was a dang good time.
Yeah, because, that's right. Last year, we got the winter fair. So, last episode, Tyler's already hitting it, we had talked about, but never got to, because there's a lot of shit to cover. We never got to the Green Seal Liquid Diamonds vape cart, which I think was like 89 or 87%.
It's up around there.
Somewhere. I don't know where my package went. Again, I threw it out. I do that when I'm done with things and sometimes when I'm not.
Yeah, I got the information I needed. Yeah.
Right? So this stuff is a sativa. It's a straight sativa. It's a really nice straight sativa. And here's the one thing that surprised me the most, quite honestly. Like, if we're going to talk about this, these guys make carts proper. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at this, okay, I know my face is probably in the way, but if you're looking at that, you have a white ceramic filter, a heating element in the middle. This is made of glass, not plastic, okay? The mouthpiece itself is one of those ones that's wider and then narrows at the end, like closer to your mouth. So plug-ups are highly unlikely.
Yeah.
That's the key. When people tell me that their shit plugs up all the time, I can almost guarantee you that when you look at a cart like this, the heating element is metal and the glass is not glass. It's plastic, right?
Yeah.
And then again, the mouthpieces are narrow. But when you look into this one, it's narrow for a part and then it looks like it opens up farther down. So it's almost like there's like a little reservoir where it's fat here to like fill up a little bit more. But as you saw with Tyler here, look. I don't think I've ever smoked a cart. That off such a little puff. And it's only on the first setting.
Yep.
Like, I'm not heating it up high. It's on low.
Yep.
That's the cloud you get out of that shit, man.
Yeah, I fucking, love it.
Right?
Like, it's Green Seal, man. Like, what can I say?
Yeah, they nailed it every time. Yeah.
I was just saying before we started, like, I'm like, I got my Green Seals ready to go today.
Yeah.
Got my Moco G's, got my green Liquid Diamonds. And and you brought up the hash that we'll get into in a little bit. So,
yeah. So this, Tyler hasn't tried it yet, but the last session with the four of us, Tyler, myself, Eva, and Nathan, Green Seal sent us a little, tell us what you think, educational live hash, to get our, I guess, opinion on it a little bit. And also to say, hey, we're awesome. Here's your stuff.
Pretty much.
So they sent us this little taster and it's infused. Like it's a Keith pressed hash, but Tyler hasn't had a chance to try it. So we brought the journey plate down.
Yeah. The one thing of Green Seal I haven't tried yet.
That's right. But they nail everything. The one thing about this sativa, so just as like a reference point, so the last episode, I was editing it. We did it on Thursday night. I didn't get it up till Saturday, sorry. because it took so long to put all the pieces together because we were having technical difficulties and whatnot. But that means that I didn't sleep very much Thursday night, worked Friday, and I was fucking exhausted. And then I edited all of Friday night from like 6 p.m. until 4 a.m. the next day. Or, well, really it was until like 2:30, but then it takes a few hours to upload it to YouTube and everything,
Render,
right?
And all that. Yeah,
yeah. So I started, instead of having a coffee, I thought, let's see what the sativa's like. Dude, I was ready for bed at 9, okay? I was wired at 4 in the morning. Like, I had to pack 3 bowls of purple kush to get me to the point where I was like, I guess I could lie down.
Yeah, right?
You know? Yeah. So that, if you're looking for, like, an uplifting, like, hit you in the eyes again, it hits you right there. Once it sets in, that's where you feel it. That's where I feel it anyway.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this, it, again, if you love sativas, this is a great sativa. You notice you have it.
Absolutely. And if you happen to not be a fan of carts, they do have their moon landing pre-roll. Just as good.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Infused.
Infused as well with the THCA isolate. And yeah, it just bang.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so like one of the things that we were saying once we first tried those ones was, how much it was very similar to like being on mushrooms, right? Where like it doesn't give you like weird, crazy, like way out there stuff, but there's certain things that you notice, like color tints change a little bit more than they normally would.
Yeah.
You get the trails.
Mm-hmm.
So if you turn your head, like everything just kind of bleeds over and then like whoop goes back. It's it's a wild ride. If you're looking for something to like slightly alter your reality more than just like a regular joint, those ones do it the best, I think.
Yeah.
Because they give you a dynamic high for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's my first time trying THCA in an isolate and like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like, I'm like, what's this? This is what I've been missing.
Yeah.
In weed, you know?
I did the first episode I did with where I tried THCA diamonds for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly how I explained it. Because this is exactly how it felt. I took. I have a dab rig, but I was using my dab rig and I took the hit and I exhaled and I was like, yeah, I'm high right away. But the noticeable part of the high was that literally there was a point right here that just like felt warm and like happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just went and then covered you completely. It was the greatest feeling ever. I've never got it again from diamonds.
Really?
It's like you're chasing the dragon, right?
Yeah, but of
like,
course. Yeah. Every time.
It was fucking awesome. So we've got a lot of different concentrates for today. Mm-hmm. We've got not quite as much to go through because we didn't cover everything, but we covered a good portion of what we had, of what we did. So we're now at like essentially dinner time because the last episode, we ended on like talking about how we had met up with Nico Dank. He had got us to smoke the Tri-Head.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Tri-Head of the tribal. Yep.
Yeah. If you that's the way to do it, man. It just blows smoke right in your face.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And then we were talking about, this is where it got cut off and we had to kind of like, we had to end it because we battery life and like memory life, everything fucking died all at once.
Again, it was a journey.
Yeah,
for the part one.
So the I was saying that with Tribal, with Nugs, with Green Seal, with those companies like that, they tend to only produce like 3 to 5 strains at a time. Like they'll do more over the course of like different like years, right? Because like Nugs started just with I think early Lemonberry. And like Pheno number 25.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tribal started with the G Mint and then moved on to like Galactic Runts and all the other
power
stuff.
Sherbs,
And Turple and whatever.
Yeah.
So it seems like the companies that do really well, like even like Greybeard, Broken Coast, Simply Bear, those guys all have, they've gone through a rotation of several different types, but at one time they're only producing 3 to 5 strains in total.
Yeah.
Right. And then they, if they're done doing that, they'll move on to the next thing after that cycle's finished. But they have like the best rep, like in terms of a fully cultivated plant. Like Black Market too is another one because they're highly coveted. Or even like Ghost Drops. I find Ghost Drops expensive, but at the same time, their stuff is really good. But that's because, again, they're limiting their strains, right? Where you get like good supplier Tweed and they're making like everything.
Yeah, everything under the sun in the kitchen sink.
You know? Mass produced, quickly put together sometimes. They're getting a little better.
Some of their stuff is like, it's doable for sure. Like the Tiger Cakes from Tweed.
Yeah, actually.
I will smoke those for sure.
Yeah, that's the only time that I've actually recommended Tweed. Like as a good high. You know what I mean? I recommend it as like an economical option to people.
For sure.
Because depending on what you're looking for, you know, this could work.
Yeah, it's going to get you there.
What the hell is that?
You hear
that?
Storm.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, you might hear some rumbling thunder. I guess there's thunder happening. Hopefully you don't hear it, but you might.
Right on time.
Our theory, I think, has been, or at least the discussion that we've had for a while, is that if you want to be good, you want to be successful, and you want to have longevity in the cannabis industry, especially in Canada, but I can imagine it being everywhere, right? Yeah. No matter where you're at, you would ideally stick to 3 to 5 strains on a regular cycle because it's easier to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a lot more with it as well because you have more time with each different section and then you can fuck with it.
Yeah.
Until you get like the phenotype you want or the mix that you want. Right.
Yeah. And like, yeah, if you got those 3 set cultivars that you're just, that's your base, you know, and then that is your foundation. From there, you can experiment with this, that, and the other thing. But as long as you got that foundation.
Yeah.
I think that's
really 'cause true. One of the things that like Tweed and Good Supply did that was kind of fucked up was that obviously they were going to try and capitalize on the market like everybody wanted to. Right. But when you do something like that, you tend to jump the gun a bit. And you do everything really quickly thinking we'll capitalize, but you don't last because even they at a certain point pulled back. Like if, for example, Tweed at some point had like, I want to say at least 10 different options of just stuff that rotated in and out pretty regularly. Right.
Yeah.
It was always on the drier side of things. It was always like, it may have been really potent and really nice, but at the same time, the high never lasted.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, because all these other like craft kind of guys are popping up and people are starting to recognize that that's more important than just having a high THC content.
Yeah.
They were forced then to like pick up the slack as well and level up their game. So now when you see a lot of their stuff coming in, sure, they've got 5 or 6 things, but that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then they add a new strain in and a new strain in. But the new strain still ends up being like it did a year ago, like dry at the beginning until they finally get it. Right.
Yeah. That first batch just comes out and like, you know, sat for too long or whatever. But
yeah, exactly. Like you get when you do the bag test, as I like to call it, and you do the squeeze test and you hear probably not what you want to get.
Even then you give it the little flex.
Yeah.
And if you hear the readiness of the crunch, that's when you know there's.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you don't necessarily want to squish the bags.
Yeah.
We had somebody that was breaking shatter on people.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, like, as much as I at first was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, no, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it wasn't being done that way, in that, like, it wasn't being done to be funny. It was being done because sometimes people can be assholes.
Yes.
And you only have so much recourse, right? So I could see how people like to mess with other people, but it got rectified.
It definitely got rectified.
And, it's kind of funny. But now even that shatter is hard to find, like in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find as like a solid crusty slab
together,
right? Yeah. It's more pliable from everyone now. Like people are starting to use it to roll, add into joints, put on a bowl, do this, do that, right? Mm. So,
I mean, realistically, like, government should be providing us with fridges.
Well, really,
if we're like a humidor or something, like something that will house these things that need better shelf life.
Because they have to. It's always fun having air conditioning, but in the winter, you know, things get a little crazy out there. So to maintain it, you're right. We should have like a refrigerator or a vault that's like a humidor, really.
Basically.
You know, like same as
you open those the drawer cabinets. And it just has like this smoke pour out and you're just like, oh,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Or you have the humidor cabinets inside the vault with like a cigar store where you'd be like, here's the thing. Okay, it's right there. Boom, get the thing, right?
Yep.
But yeah, that would be ideal. Okay, so that's our little 15-minute intro of weed and why we love it so much. So hope you enjoyed it.
all the green seal brought me here.
I know, so right? Thank
you, Green Seal, once again.
So yeah, so I just wanted to continue that because I think that I think people are noticing it, but I think that it still needs to be said that like there are certain elements within the industry that need to be improved upon, and one of the things is mass production, just to get mass production out there. That's not what's going to keep the industry. It's not going to give it its longevity. It's not going to last that way. Like, you know, you look at Canopy now, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, they're, I mean, not to be an asshole about it, but like the last article I read about it, their sales and everything dipped. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am not in the know as I think I am. But they were, at the beginning of all this, the top dog. Mm. They are no longer the top dog. Like, just financially, they haven't popped off like everybody else has. And I think it was extending themselves like that.
Yeah.
Right? Because even in the buy-up of brands, as everybody starts, as certain producers get bigger and, you know, start getting leeway or like a foothold in the industry, they're buying up other brands to keep those brands alive.
Right.
And I think Canopy did that too early.
Right.
That's kind of what screwed them. And then they tried to incorporate it all into their brand. But
that's the thing. I think it was the incorporation between the two, like too soon, too quickly to be like, okay, we have this now. Let's change it all to what our stuff is. But like, just ride it out a little bit, you know, let people get used to the transition. Cause like Hexo, you just, what's going on there?
Yeah,
where's such a great area. What happened to the ultra sour pre-rolls?
Dude, yeah, man, you guys are missing out. Like, I don't, maybe you're not. Maybe because I do read that some shops do have them, but I don't know if there are shops. I think they're just others, right?
I feel like at this point, if they have them, they've had them for a while.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And they could have done so well if they had just stuck to that. But then once they got going on that, instead of waiting it out like maybe an extra year before producing anything else or an add-on, they were like, okay, now let's do this too.
Right.
And then they jumped to that again too quickly for, I'm assuming, the size of operation that they had or like what they could do, right? But again, this is all assumption. This is just our, you know, working in the industry, I guess, third-party view of these situations. So it's not like we know everything. Like, it's not like
we read the emails to an extent.
Yeah.
There was a lot to take in the emails.
Yeah.
But, and again, like, we were just that kind, but you only sink in so much because you're high as hell.
Yeah. But you also, like, you get a good vibe for what is going on based on who you're talking to there, right? Because there weren't the same people there in the summer this time as there were last winter.
In the winter.
Like, it was almost, like, two, I think there was only, like, two of the same companies there this year from the winter one.
Oh, yeah.
And I think everybody else had changed.
Right.
Like, I think Carmel and Nugs were the two that were there for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then, because Black Market wasn't there this year, but maybe they only do it on, like, maybe they choose which one they can do.
Sure.
I don't know. So that they can rotate and then everybody gets a little taste, right?
For sure.
That might be the case. But yeah. So that was it. So that was just, I wanted to get there to clarify it because it got cut off last time. That, there has to be some kind of, you know, leveling out in the industry to like, overproduce shit.
Yeah.
Like, because
at this point, like, man, you go to your drug dealer 10 years ago, and it's like, what do you got? I got, like, maybe three things, you know? This one's really awesome. This one I don't know about.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it was easy.
Yeah, like, there were no names.
Like, no.
There was, like, this one does this.
Yeah, you didn't have freaking unicorn poops and, I mean, maybe you did, but.
I didn't.
No.
I would literally go to my guy or guys and go, okay, what's good? And they'd be like, dude, this one will get you fucked up. Like, what is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But that one's going to fucking do it, dude.
And you're like, it's purple.
Yeah. You're like, oh, all right, cool. So, yeah. So that's like, that's the difference is now you get to be a little bit weed pompous. When, you know, you get to choose what you want. But you still have to remember, it's still weed. It's just that now when it comes out of the garage, it's a different element now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
we got scientists working.
Yeah, I know.
So if I put this terp on top of that terp, how many terps are there?
How many versions of karyophyllene do we really need?
Yeah, right?
No, yeah.
But you have to understand, there's like 42 bajillion plants on the Earth, and everybody's got one.
Yeah.
Like, every plant has a terp, is what I'm saying. So we got to get there at some point.
Man.
Listen, Dr. Weed. Can we just focus on getting me high?
Yeah.
Like, but give me tasty shit. Tell me what's in it so I could tell people, like, this is how it goes.
Yeah.
That's why I do this, because it's like, hey, this is how this is going to go. It's like a little see before you buy.
Yeah.
You know, so that you can tell what the high is going to be like. If I start to fade out, and if then you know you're going to bed or watch a movie. Don't do shit.
Yeah.
If you get talkative to me like this, then you know it's probably going to keep you up pretty social. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah. Those last couple.
Really emphasize the point that you're making, too.
Thank you, universe. Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it.
It's thunder, by the way.
Yeah. Here. Sorry. Yeah, there's a rainstorm going on. Okay, so I'm smoking from Kind. Thumbs up indica pre-roll. It's called Scoops.
Scoops.
It's 26.42%. It's okay tasty. The high's pretty nice, actually.
The high's really nice. That's what, like,
it said it early, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I look for. My standard for that is a 3-puff rule. If I'm not starting to get high after my third puff,
yeah,
unless it's supposed to, because there are some where, like, people give you to be like, it's a creeper. Yep. Fair enough. But, like, if it doesn't set in, because I'll take 3 puffs and wait and see for a minute if it comes fair. In, right?
That's also, like, just the most flavorful little punch right there. Oh, first 3 puffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely the tastiest part.
Plus.
Okay, so we left you where we had seen Nico Deck, and then he gave us the tri-head, and I'll put a video up, and you can see it again, just for fun.
Yeah.
But then, once we did that, before that, we have to backtrack a bit.
No future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a company.
Yeah.
Doing a thing, no future. First time seeing no future.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of them.
No, I hope to see them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But they had some edibles and I think some cartridges, if I read the pamphlet correctly. But then they had an FU wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, or FU mountain. I don't know what they called it.
Yeah, I was going to call it, like, yeah, wall, mount wall.
Yeah, a mount wall. Yes, a mount wall.
Because, like, half of it was mountain, the other half was wall.
Yeah.
It's like, but FU meaning fuck you.
Yes.
Fuck you wall.
Yeah. And their whole concept was that, like, you get a quick Polaroid and you say a big fuck you to whatever you want in life.
Yep.
And because how high we already were,
yeah,
and we knew that our coworker, Anna.
Well, wait. First, we have to explain that. So they told us when we were there talking to them, this is the FU wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what? And they're like, yeah, give a fuck you to whoever, like you said. But they were saying like the industry and the regulations, because their whole purpose was that they were trying to make edibles that are 10 milligrams a gummy. And put them in a multi-pack. Right now, if they're selling them, I don't think they are. I think it's a future thing. But if they were to sell them now, they could only sell them in one gummy a pack.
Yep.
And they can't, it would be so expensive, it won't keep them in business. That's why they're saying there's no future unless these limits raise, because we're being kind of like oppressed in the idea that we can't, as adults, choose how much to eat. We have to be treated like kids a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So they were saying to us, like, okay, now you go and say, like, give a fuck you to the thing that bothers you. So that's what she said. And that's what she, and I looked at Tyler and I went, well, like, I don't really, nothing. I can get weed at a store. Like, I'm not really bothered by this.
We were in way too good a mood.
And we were so high. We just smoked sour OG.
Yes.
So we were super like, woo, let's have a good time, you know? Yeah,
just in Wonderland.
Yeah, and the fuck you wall threw us off. So she goes, give a fuck you to something that you just want to say fuck you to. So we really had nothing, okay? And then Tyler looks at me, and I go, I don't know, what do you think? He goes, Anna. So we being the geniuses that we are, all baked out of our heads, think that it would be funny that Anna, who is, as you were going to say...
Yeah, who was like, she was coming in for the late sesh, and I'm just like, oh, that was my only thought, is that she will be here later, and she will see this.
Yeah.
That was it.
And it'll be funny. It'll, like, she'll get a laugh out of this. So I'm like, all right. So we go up. And I'll put a picture of the picture, but we go up and we're standing side by side, fuck you, smiling. It's a Polaroid. So they take the Polaroid and they put it up on Mount Walmore.
Yep.
And, and then they just write Anna. So when you see it, everything else is like, fuck the regulations, fuck this, fuck that. Yeah. This one's fuck Anna.
Yeah.
It's very specifically Anna. So
even the girl at the booth was like questioning us. They're like, oh, Anna, okay, what's that? I was like, oh, it's our coworker. She's coming in later. She'll get it. It's okay. It's fine. Yeah. And she's like, all right. Cool.
So we were the type of people that if we walked into a pot shop and we're like, give us weed, you should say no.
Yes, exactly.
And be like, get out. You're fine. Go to bed.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? That's the level of high we were at. Now,
6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're professionals. So, like, you can't, it's not like being drunk. You're not stumbling all over the place.
Yeah.
But a lot of the shit you do is childish, very, like, minute thought put into it fun. What is the fun thing to do right now? You know?
Yeah.
So, as we do that, we leave the booth. We're like, I don't know, halfway around the little thing, and I look at you and I go, I don't know if she will. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I'm thinking that too now. I'm like, well, I guess we'll find out. We better text her.
Yeah.
So then we texted her, hey, go look for this thing. There's a treasure hunt. But we were trying to keep it like a treasure hunt. No, what did we call it? We were like, there's a
present for you or something.
Yeah, there's a thing you gotta find.
Yeah.
Right? So we texted her that she's like, what is it? But we're high and not paying attention and talking to like 50 people at once, you know, like all over the place. So then we're trying to text, but by the time we actually tried to explain it to her, she was there.
Yep.
And we ran into her at the Nug spot where that was where Nico Dank gave us all the stuff, right? So before we left, there's a tent. Oh, we did talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
So there was the hash tent. Yeah, we did talk about
the gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we talked. So this guy had a weed gun that shoots out smoke. And he was going to fill the hash tent. We went in there. They didn't actually fill the hash tent with the smoke.
Smokey smoke.
He looked in, shot it for a second with a little puff. And then the guy at the other side was like, we're good. And I'm like, the hell? I want smoke.
Yeah.
So then we smoke concentrates. That's when you tried the Happle.
The Happle for the first time.
Yeah. Then after that, we got out and Anna goes, so what's this thing I got to look for? And we go, oh yeah. So we did a thing. We thought it would be funny. Now we're not sure if you'll find it funny.
Yep. We're apologizing ahead of time.
Yeah. But you need to go to the No Future booth and take a picture.
Yeah.
So she goes, she sees it. She actually did find it like kind of funny, but not super funny. Not as funny as we had it in our heads.
Exactly.
Like in our heads, this was the greatest joke of all time.
That's right.
It's yeah. Like, hey, what are you doing?
At the same time, not really thought of. Just not like, at in all. The moment, it's like, hey.
Yeah, a full-on Beavis Butthead moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Beavis.
So as a retaliation, Anna took a picture of our picture, yep. Giving the finger to it.
Yeah.
That was great. And that one's hanging up at work.
Yeah. So that she could tell
in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So then from there, so that was like Anna's little Where's Waldo moment, I guess. And our little, you know what, sometimes we take things too far moment.
Yep.
Okay. So after we left with Anna from finding her Where's Waldo gift,
yes,
we'll call it, we ended up having to go to the bathroom. Now, yes. We don't normally talk about this, obviously, mm-hmm. when in your experience with whatever, affair
festivities.
Or...
festivities.
Yeah, right? But this Three one festivals. Is fucking notable, dude.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, it was in, because we're in a little square, right? With two buildings around, a parking lot.
Basically.
And one is like a restaurant, I think, like the one building.
Yep. One's a restaurant.
So above it is where the bathrooms are. You have to go up a side into the side alley and then up the side into the bathroom. It's an old speakeasy up at the top, which is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
However, when you're high as shit trying to find a bathroom, you need signs, man. Even if there's a guy up there directing traffic, because it gets confusing real fucking fast.
Yeah.
As soon as you get in there, you have your sinks on the one side and then you have two doors. Each door is for women because those are the stalls. And then there's a little like cubby corner that you gotta like go right. And you look at it, you're like, that's where they probably keep the supplies and shit. Mm-hmm. No, that's where you pee.
Yep.
So it took me, I don't know, felt like a good 15 minutes, but however, like the Nico Dank story, I thought that was half an hour.
Right.
So, yeah. So this was probably maybe 8 minutes total.
Worth noting too, I'm just remembering, like there was a lot of green in that upper area, wasn't there? Like a lot of the walls were like that soft green.
Yeah.
And it really throws your eyes for a loop when you're coming out of what was basically Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the fire escapes.
Yeah.
Literally what that was, like in the staircase going up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? My first thought, now that you mentioned that, my very first thought after I got past the guy that was at the door was, what a weird color for a bathroom. Like, I feel like I'm going into a bedroom. Yeah. And there just happens to be toilets instead, you know?
Some guy's
going to
be ironing his pants over there or something, yeah.
Like I was interrupting someone's living space.
Yeah.
You know? And but then you figure out, so I'm standing, when I first went up, I'm standing there, and there's a guy at the sink, or two guys at the sink, and there's the bathrooms are both like locked because there's people in them occupied. That's the word. And I'm looking around like, what the fuck do I do here? I don't know what to do. I was so confused. So I look at the one dude, and he just looks at me and goes, "Henry," like that way, and like kind of leans that way. I'm like, okay, thanks, buddy. And then I go down the little walkway, and sure enough, like into the little cubby in what is not a storage closet is actually where you pee. And so there's three cramped in urinals. Yeah. You know how you don't really want to rub shoulders when you're taking a leak? You had to. You had no choice. Like, I was worried that at one point there'd be too many, like if too many dudes that were 6 feet tall were in there, you'd be wedged. You'd be a wall wedge. Because
it does come in handy. You just stretch out those elbows. And
No one's taking that middle one. You're like, nope. Space, motherfucker. Yep.
Purposely, like, you go on an angle and you're taking up way too much space. Oh, I've been there.
I just like to slam
my time.
I just like to slam my dick on the top of the urinal. What, bitches? Fuck are you going to do? Get out of here. I wish. It is... you unleash a fucking porn star cock out of nowhere.
Everybody's just like gigglers in the building, ladies and gents.
Oh damn! I done fucked up coming here. Yeah, you did. See ya.
Is there a broom closet, maybe?
Yeah. So then, when you like leave the thing, or even like you said, when you're coming up, it's enclosed, it's inside, it's in between two buildings, and I think there was a roof over top. Like, I think they...
Some sort of...
It felt something. Like it was closed, right? Because why would you need a door to go up a fire escape?
Yeah.
But the walkway up was a fire escape, so it felt like, like you were a scene in Batman, and like Dick Tracy was going to come chasing you out of the 1930s and shit. Like, stop, see?
Yeah.
I don't like that you have all this pot now.
You're in a slow bad down. Town there, bud.
Don't you run.
Yeah, but they worked with what they got, really. Because they had changed it a couple times. Obviously, the first restaurant it was in was probably getting overrun or annoyed with how people were using the bathroom. Yeah. So let's just stick them out of the way.
And even though, like, it's not the same being that stoned and walking around as, like, drunk. Because drunk, you generally look sloppy.
Yeah.
Right? But when you're high like that, you're mostly, very rarely do you see somebody sloppy high. If they're too high, they're generally sitting.
Yeah.
Maybe having a nap. But they're not, like, falling into shit normally. Like, like we said, the whole night, or the whole day, really... I think we only saw like three people really green out, and it could have been a combination of
the heat,
whatever, right? Not drinking enough water, really.
Yeah.
So, and there was no sloppiness. Like, there's drunken sloppiness where you just like maintain and bleh, and whatever.
Where like you really become everybody's problem.
Yeah.
But like, when you're that high, you're just... Please just leave me alone for a minute. You know?
Everybody's like, look, we're going to walk around for a bit. We'll come back in a half an hour. Perfect. Yeah. If I'm asleep, go walk again.
Walk up with strong. Just, you know, take a deep breath. And...
Yeah.
So, hold it in there.
The only problem is that people seem to think that it is okay to make potheads try to balance.
Yeah.
Because walking up those stairs wasn't hard, but like it's dimly lit, number one. There's like no lights on. It's a black stairway with a brown background, like a dark brown background. Like when you're high, colors like that start to bleed together at a certain point. Right? So, like, you're going up, you're like, where's the next step? I can't tell.
Yeah, I might as well be running in the woods.
Yeah, right? So, like, you have to, and you have to climb, like, one, two, three? Was it three or two?
At least three flights of stairs.
Right? Because you went around once.
Yeah, I got confused because the stairs did continue, but we weren't supposed to go that far.
Right,
as
right.
They established.
Dude, somebody was, like, definitely, somebody who knows, who's connected, that's their place. Which adds to the awesomeness of the whole scenario.
Yeah.
Like, really.
People gotta pee.
It's a speakeasy.
Yeah.
Fucking, maybe there's like a, you know, a Dick Tracy dude. Yeah. You know? Like, it's, I don't know. Give off a good vibe. But it was definitely, it was definitely worrisome going down. Because I thought for sure, like, I'm gonna fall on my head. Like,
oh, yeah.
Not that my knees are weak or anything. I feel like I can't see.
Didn't help, like, going up there, like, after the rain, right? Because, like, you're on these metal steps, like, sketching out and.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I had my Jordans. I was fine.
Yeah. Also, I have Vessies, man, all the way. I was set.
You can't wear Jordans and fall over. You should be able to return the shoe if that's the case. Like, listen. You're the greatest basketball player of all time. Hands down. But what the hell, man? I fell over in your shoes. These are supposed to keep me upright.
That's right.
You know what he'd say? He'd probably say something like, listen, you shouldn't be fucking wearing them in the first place. Like, you can't handle them. No, you're right, I can't. You're right, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Like Michael Jordan, you'd be like, put your hands up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do this.
Yeah. Who made a shoe? Did you make a shoe? No. Well, then shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right, you got me. Sorry, man. I just want to tell you, I love you, though. Like, yeah, definitely greatest basketball player of all time.
Yep.
And I love his shoes, so really... Again, this is like the Yokan and the Cannon thing. Like, sorry, Michael Jordan, I love you. Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we obviously know nothing about what we're saying. As far as you're concerned.
I love everything about you. Like, don't get me wrong. I watched The Last Dance and like, I'm Team MJ all the way, all day.
Yeah. I don't know why. 90s Looney Tunes or Space Jam, man.
Fuck.
That's my shit.
Yep. It is, man.
Yeah.
Look, if you can lead cartoons in outer space, no one else can do that.
Right?
Who can do that? Tell me.
Somebody's tried.
Yeah. But look how that ended.
This is true.
I got in trouble once from all the LeBron fans because I made fun of something he did on the court, and then I got chastised for like, I had to do a podcast about it. Because I made it, I was like just, I don't know, I guess I was sort of poking the bear a little bit.
Well, yeah.
But at the same time, like, if you're a professional at anything, you should be able to, you know, conduct yourself in a professional way. You shouldn't have an expectation that the people around you are going to conduct themselves as well as you.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to live up to that, but, like, that's what I look up to, right?
Yeah.
So when... an athlete gets pissed off at a fan saying something, I'm like, get out of here. Yeah. It's just a fan. Like, that person can't do what you do.
No.
What do you care what he has to say?
Yeah, recognize the different realms that these people live in.
Like, and I'm pretty liberal when it comes to, like, everybody should do what they want as long as they're not hurting anybody else, right?
Yeah.
So saying something to somebody doesn't really register on my level of things to care about.
Right.
You know, because you just said it. It's your actions that concern me.
Yep.
So, like, his actions were to, like, kick these people out. And I was like, Jordan wouldn't have done that. It wouldn't have mattered. He would have just won the game. And then I got in so much shit. They were all like, fuck you. He won the game anyway. And I was like, well, he did it as a bitch. Like, I don't know what to say to you. So, yeah. So I'm fully aware that, like, I get myself in trouble sometimes saying some dumb shit. But that's my opinion. And I think that if you can't handle that opinion, I'm not holding you to anything. It's just my opinion of you. It's people have an opinion of me. I've been called a lot of names.
It was very much the fact that when we were at the Endgame booth, and both Anna and Jorge were doing the baskets. They were shooting their shots.
Yeah.
And I was standing there. I'm like, I feel like I could do this right now. But no part of me actually wanted to take a shot at the basket.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm like, then I get the attention. And then, like, no, I'm comfortable right here. This is good for me.
I get that for sure. I can't believe I went on a weird tangent like that and you brought it back. Well done.
I do. I'm like, basketball.
Yeah. Because that was what we did after the bathroom.
Yeah.
We went and they decided to play basketball. And same thing. Because at that point we had smoked. Oh, we had the priest punch.
Shall we consult the list again?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Because, like,
you look it up.
We'd had the priest punch, like, several times at that point.
Yeah, but what I mean is we had just hit it again going in there. Like, literally, we stopped, took two hits, walked right to the booth.
That's right. Oh, dude.
Because Jorge was like, hey, man, I want to go do that. And we were like, okay, real quick. And then.
Yeah, I was I was far gone, but I was content when we got to the end game booth.
Yeah.
So I was happy just watching people shoot the shots.
Yeah.
That made me feel good.
No, I agree with you because I got in there and I was watching them and I'm like, oh, I could do that.
Right.
I could win whatever they're winning. I don't even know what it is because I can't see that far right now because my eyes are about this wide.
They did get some cool swag because they got some cool, like,
when they showed me the next day, I was like, maybe that's what I trained my life for.
Yeah.
I played basketball always as a kid.
So now what you're going to do is, like, get them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, man, love seeing you guys of kind.
Yeah.
I missed out on one of the sweaters.
I know. That was a smart move.
Yeah. I got to give a huge shout out to 1964 hooking me up. Not in yet, but I just, when we got con, I talked to the guy, and one guy there that was notably wearing both a 1964 hat and 1964 shirt.
Yep.
I'm like, how do we get that? He's like, oh, you got to talk to our reps.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, sure, yeah. Reached out. And yeah, they're awesome. They're sending me a nice little swag package and can be more grateful. I want the hat so bad.
Yeah. It's a sick looking hat, though.
Yeah.
It's like, as a hat guy.
Yeah.
You know, that one and that one I like, too.
This one's good.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Kind 1964. Yeah, man. Hey, Justin. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say more. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fuck. I got to switch joints.
This one was a great call. Taste. Mm-hmm. High. Man, it leveled me right out.
That's delicious.
You know that shifting of highs when, like, your ears just suddenly hone in? You know, like, they stop ringing, basically?
That's what I was talking about when I walked over there after I was looking in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
setting, yeah.
Gotcha. Makes more sense. Yeah.
I feel like I need this, whatever this is, that I'm tearing at like an animal.
Oh, dude.
OZ Kush Cake. Have you had that yet?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, because I'm pretty fucking high.
Yeah?
Like, already.
I mean, dude, it's got the... Because it's a hybrid, right?
Yeah.
Where do I have it? Oh,
it has to be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a hybrid.
It was. I remember you looking it up.
Oh, yeah, the OZ Kush Cake. Pardon me.
Madre fuckery, come on.
Yeah, like, this one just sounds delicious. Like, regardless of what the high is, honestly.
Yeah, the flavor.
Candy, orange soda, and gas.
Right? Infused with, ice water hash.
Yeah. OZ Kush Cake.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
A yolk. It's not LA Kush Cake, though.
I mean, yeah. But hey, who knows? You know, this is a new thing.
It's true. Oh, I like that they went to plastic. They're plastic. Well, maybe not. Nope, I could be wrong.
I'm still surprised. Oh, maybe.
It is the super of the plasticking. Yeah! I don't know.
They used to
be glass for sure.
Like, I would feel much more safe about the Nugs wrap if the glass filter had just, like, some sort of cover when you get it. Because just hearing it in the tube always makes me nervous. Yeah. When we pull this out of a case... It's like,
I broke a corner of that tube on the one I smoked. At Kind. Yeah, remember I had to check it.
Oh, shit.
Because when I pulled it out of the bag, it had that little hole.
Right.
But that piece fell out the other way, so, yeah. Yeah, that's the only downside. Like, it's cool packaging, and it's awesome that it's glass, but it's not very portable. Not when you have multiple things, you know?
Yeah. I do miss, though, when they had the amber tubes.
The amber tubes.
You ever get the amber tubes? Oh, those were the best. There's like straight up like amber glass with a nice cork in there. And
it felt Nugs like you did that?
No, it was a caramel.
Oh, no, I never got those ones.
Yeah, those are great. Because they got, it's like a message in a bottle, basically.
Yeah, that's like. Cool as shit. See, that's the fun thing about weed. Everything is fun. Like, yeah, packaging, it's all fun. If you talk to these guys and they tell you, like, why they do the packaging the way they do, it always comes from something of, like, having fun. It's never a space of like, oh, I thought creatively this or that. It's always like, well, we were doing this one day and ba-bang, this happened. You know?
Yeah. A lot of these guys just do it for love.
Yeah. Okay, so then we were at Endgame. I had the same problem that you had. I really wanted to do it. Because I thought, like, if this is the thing that I'm going to do here, it should be. I should be good at it. But the problem is, see, when I get high, my motor skills, no bueno. Like, real bad.
Yeah.
So, I stayed away from it. And then Jorge made fun of me forever. He's like, dude, that's your thing. You do it. Go do it. I'm like, I can't. If I try to shoot that right now, I'll be like, yeah, I play basketball all the time. I would hit none of them. Like. Yeah. All right, so what do we got for this? Is how far in we are? Right up to this point?
So this is kind of, I don't know if this is exactly in line.
I'll fill it in if we're not missing it, or I can figure out what the times were.
Yeah, because for like morning, okay, so I'll just list everything that was like before we even got in there.
Yeah.
So just like Mokoji, Cherry AK, yep. Purple Rain, Nathan Singh, Royal Dive, Platinum Cookies, Mix Number 3.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Like as far another as variation.
Another Platinum Cookies.
Another Platinum Cookies.
After the, Royal Dive Platinum Cookies, sorry. And then, yeah, because I had a Platinum Cookies in line.
Mm-hmm.
And.
The Purple Rain.
The Sour one as well.
Sour G?
Yeah. No. The mix with everything. Sage.
Sour and Citrus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sour and Citrus. Sour OG and Dark Plasma Number 2.
Right.
Or whatever. So those three, we had that joint in line. And I smoked cookies at some point before or after that. But at the same, like around the same time. And then Purple Rain, right? Then what's the next one you got there?
Right after that, it takes a skip. Because this is where I mentioned Happle. Sour G again.
Okay.
Again. And then Priest Punch comes in line. So.
Okay.
And that would have been about the midpoint. Cuban Links with Nico.
Yep. And we smoked. Did you have the wrap in there?
Yeah.
Because that was wrap. That's right after all the stuff in line.
Right. Yeah. Once we got in sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
You, me, and Nathan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we smoked that. And then.
Yeah, I think we mentioned Nugs Wrap again because I think Anna lit a Nugs Wrap.
Yeah.
Later on.
I think so too.
Yeah. The teapots. I had the Grape Escapes. Pocket Fives.
Okay, so how many joints are we? How many? What are we at here?
It was something like.
I'm trying to add it up in my head, but I'm way too high for that right now.
So at least 22 different flavorings.
Yeah.
And like mix, right? So we got fucking concentrates. We got pre-rolls, all things. There's the Happle in there.
Okay, so.
Drinks and stuff. So all like cannabis products overall, like 22 at least.
Right. Okay, so. Here's the thing.
It's been 3 years since you last saw us.
We are now in the future.
We're finally going to finish the tale of kind day one. There's been many since.
Yeah.
This one needs to be told.
So as you could tell, we are maybe dressed a little differently than we might have been a second ago. So this thing had happened, right? We did the whole, we were all into telling you everything and ended up in the middle of us trying to list off what we had finished.
Rocking the recap.
The microphone just went.
See ya.
So it stopped recording. So when I was trying to edit this to get it ready, there was no sound for about the last 20 minutes, which was the recap of everything that we had smoked. And of course, we need to actually do that properly because exact number,
yeah,
right? And we were also a little into getting like whoop whoop.
Yep.
So some of the discussion while that was happening, which, you know, happened right before the costume change.
Yep.
is we're going to clarify it because, yeah, we That's felt right. like we needed to close out the episode. So, mm-hmm. All right. So we started smoking again at 10:30 a.m. and we finished at 12:30 a.m.
Yep.
So for, what was that, 12, 14 hours, we were smoking. We were pretty much like, you know, a joint or two an hour, pretty much. Yep. So Tyler's got the list and we're going to count it off.
And so hopefully I got most of the numbers right. So
do I need to add this up?
We can do that if you want.
Okay, let me get a little like calculator program going here. Boom, boom, boom.
See, look at me. I got a Mocha OG ready for me as I'm about to read on the list, and I still lit the banjo.
Well, you know.
I Texas switched myself.
How is it? It seems very coffee.
Yeah, it is. It's got a nice burn, but I think it's because I wasn't expecting it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was ready for the mocha.
That's fair. Yeah, I get it. Because I remember one time, okay, I went down to a bar and I was smoking a joint with a buddy of mine. And then we went into the bar and I ordered, Longbow.
Oh, yeah.
Strongbow. And I forgot that Strongbow was a cider.
Right.
And I thought I was getting a beer.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, when you were dead set on that thing.
Yep.
I'm sitting there like, oh, chug it, ready to chug it. But I just smoked this joint. So the joint hit at the same time that the alcohol hit. And the mix was no bueno.
Yeah.
Like, I almost started to green out immediately.
I believe it. Yeah. Because your brain is like, it goes into panic. It's like, this isn't what I was expecting, right? Yeah. Absolutely. I can even go ahead. Carry on.
I was just going to say, and I chugged like the whole, like half of it before I realized what it was. Because I was just like, yep.
Yep.
Bad move.
Expecting beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I finished it, but like, that was enough. It was such a shot of like straight alcohol. It was so rough.
Oh yeah. And the cider alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shot for sure.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say I could do another one better. I don't know if I've told you this one.
I don't know, but
it's not fun. This one isn't fun.
Oh no. But is it funny?
Because I it is. Okay. So like just being a child, like helping my dad move some things, probably just in the garage, whatever.
Yep.
And, there was a Pepsi can sitting on the steps just outside the garage door.
Yep.
And I go to my mom. I'm like, oh, can I have a drink of your Pepsi? And her not thinking, she's like, yeah, of course, yeah. No, don't. It was her ashtray.
Oh, dirty.
Yep. Straight up ash. Still remember that.
Okay, all right. I got a good one, too. So one night, my buddies and I are sitting in our living room. We're having, like, we've been smoking. We've been partying. And then this was the end of the night, so it was just us kind of like baked out, laying, like sitting on the couches, right?
As you do.
Having a smoke, having a beer. Well, at a certain point, I broke the cardinal rule of fucking what you don't have two different, like if you're going to have beer in both hands, it has to be beer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like a beer bottle of ash and butts. And that's what I did. Same exact thing from a beer bottle from the whole night. Just like people and just. So. I feel your pain on that. Yeah. I know exactly what that's like.
Butts in a beer bottle, that really hits different.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to pay more attention. That's
Dude.
Speaking of, okay, so.
Oh, yeah, I got the calculator going.
You got the calculator?
Oh, wait, I did want to say one thing, though.
Yep.
Because we costume changed, we didn't just make the cans match like what we're wearing. We picked up some new Molo 10s, but they're cider.
Yeah.
Dude, it's apple juice.
The Orchard Chiller.
It's delicious.
Oh, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, like, I would take this over a cider. Like, I'd take that one over a beer anytime.
Right.
Because, like, it tastes so good.
Yeah, it's the right amount of everything.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, CBG, 10 milligrams CBG,
10
milligrams THC. You feel great about being you.
It's just such a social drink.
Yeah,
for damn sure.
And because I had smoked the OZ Kush Cake yesterday, I really enjoyed it. I figured I'd buy another one and brought another one home.
Hell yeah.
To smoke. So yeah.
And I got the flower, yeah. The actual flower. Oh, beautiful, mm-hmm. Beautiful buds. I can't wait to smoke that straight up too.
This is two in a row that are like really tasty. Like I smoke them, they're infused.
Mm.
So, and yeah, then I smoke them like they're not, like they're just normal.
Right. And is it, right? Is it rosin or is it
hash?
Oh, right. Hash.
Yeah. Well, water hash infused.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I was looking. Yeah. Ice water hash infused.
Quick worth mentioning. I was looking at the 1964 Comatose.
Yeah.
It's going to be rosin infused.
Oh, dude.
Like, talk about just put you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like end of life weed.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, what do you need? Oh, that's the only strain.
Yeah.
Just that one. I'm going to just hang on and enjoy bliss for the next 10 hours, if that's all I got.
Like, that's one of those, like, three puffs and...
Yeah.
You're good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want a 0.5. It's too small. No, no, no.
No.
Then come talk to me. Then tell me I'm out of my mind, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what do we got here?
Okay, so Moka OG, I got that times four.
Oh, four.
Yep. Because, again, I had three with me at the festival. I had one before I left.
Right.
I got three of the cherry AKs, two of the platinum cookies, one of the purple
rain. Uh-huh. Oh, wait, hold on. What did I do right? Plus. Whoa, no, back. That's too many. Oh, hold on. Start that again.
Okay.
Fucked up. Okay.
We got
four. So we got four.
Four Moka OGs.
Yep. Plus three.
Three cherry AKs. Two platinum cookies.
Plus two.
Purple rain.
Plus one.
Nathan's thing.
Plus one mystery.
That's right. Royal Dive.
Plus one Royal Dive.
Mix number three.
The sour citrus deliciousness.
That's right.
Yep.
The wraps.
One of those guys. Yep.
Sour OG.
One of those guys.
Did we have more than one sour OG?
No, I just rolled one big fat one. That one, though, I'll be honest, was like well over a gram because I filled the full paper and it was fat.
I had a feeling. I mean, I was pretty far gone when we were smoking that one, but this one just seems like, am I tripping out? Like, is my...
It lasted forever.
Perception changing?
Because I still, like, so if you took this joint, right, it was... Like, this was a 1 gram when it started.
Right.
So you're at, what, like, maybe that big?
Yeah.
Right? Mine was, like, that big? Because it was right to the end of the paper. Like, there was no, I don't do the fold over. I burn the edges off.
Yeah, I noticed
that. So it's flat. So it was up to the end, and it was fat. Because I had that one I didn't use glass tips, but I roll a fatter filter.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay, so we got that one. There was just one of those, yeah.
Yeah, so just one of those. I got the Happel next.
Okay.
Which was just basically, I don't know if there was hash in that, but it tasted very hashy. Because it was the joint, right?
Yeah.
But it was the hash tent, and it kind of felt like it was rolled with some hash.
I think she said so, because I asked her if you could smoke concentrates in it, and she's like, no, you can't smoke concentrates in it. But then she did say something about hash. Okay. So I'm sure it was that.
That makes sense.
And
if that was the key, it would have had to have been like the Cuban Link hash, because that was the one they had chilling everywhere, right? I love that stuff so much.
Yeah, that's a really nice sativa.
Yeah. And then I wrote Priest Punch times 50. I don't know how much of that we actually smoked.
Okay, so the Priest Punch... when we first got it, we had two, and then, because we had, when I say two, not like 2 grams of it, like two good solid hits.
Yeah, from the Little Dipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, we had, I think, one more when we met up with everybody, right, with Nathan and Anna and everyone, when we were in the garbage corner again, showing it off to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, we had a hit of it in the hash tent each.
That's right.
So that's, there we go. Okay. And then I think that was it for that.
Gotcha. And then that was followed by, so I wrote Cuban Links times three, because realistically, right? With his...
the vape cart.
Yeah. His little trifecta, his, not trapezoid, what's the word I'm thinking? Trident.
Trident
of vapory.
Yeah, I feel like you're right. Because it wasn't, like, granted, it was like a normal haul on a, like the amount of time. Was a normal haul, but it was three times the amount.
Exactly.
Technically.
All at once.
Yeah, if that's how science works. I'm going with three.
Let's go with that.
I'm good with that.
And then I have the frozen lemon shatter Misiku.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Almost forgot about that one. Yep.
I hit that twice. No. Yep. Yeah, I did.
I had one hit of that.
Well, I'm adding it.
That's fair. Caramel Rares is what we actually smoked. That Anna, she got the sample and then she like lit it up. I remembered. Yeah.
Right.
So that was her sample. And we also had some of her concentrates, whatever her concentrate was.
Yeah, hers was the other one, I think.
Yeah. Was it the hash rosin? Did she just, like the one that she just had with her? I'll have to ask you, Anna.
I don't
know. What was that thing?
Yeah, I can't remember. Because she had to, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was a royalty thing, though.
Was it still a royalty?
I think so. I think she got the other one. Oh,
but she got the other one.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
I don't remember the name of it.
No.
Because it was an indica and I was looking for sativas. Mm. No, I was looking for indicas.
Yeah.
I was smoking sativas. And I wanted an indica in my resin.
Yeah, and it ended up not really being an indica.
Oh, no, because I had already tried the other one, whatever one it was. That's why.
Right.
The one I got was new.
Oh, you've already, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually previously purchased.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Gotcha.
So one of those, right?
Let's put one of those. Then I got the teapots.
Oh, yeah. Our teapots. One, two, two, one.
Two, one,
one. One, right?
One.
Like, theoretically, one each, because we're not sharing a teapot.
That's right.
But I wouldn't count that as two. We were counting, right?
Right.
Right. We get it.
For the overall, what was consumed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I had one Grape Escape Pocket 5. That's just on my part.
All right. So, the total amount of weed. Now, there's how many concentrates are on there?
Looks like five.
Five? Okay.
Five different ones.
Yeah. So I would say that there is about... There's five?
Are you looking at times that by the...
I would say there's five of those. Don't technically count in this because this is like kind of a joint thing, but all together. Okay. So like if you were to say it this way with a total of everything, mm-hmm. I think you'd have to say it like...
So were we going for joints?
Well, no, it's okay, because I got it. I figured it, I was paying attention. So I would say concentrates or anything that anytime we ingested mm-hmm. weed, mm-hmm. right? We did it 29 times throughout that day.
29 right? experiences, at least.
Exactly.
Right.
29 of those times, I think 22 were flat out joints.
Yep.
So we could say we smoked at least 22 joints the whole day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. In between, in between doing everything else.
Mm.
And the travel.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the travel.
Right?
I'm so glad we got a ride home. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was awesome of you, Jorge. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge.
Because, he walked. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. He as soon as we were in that circle smoking that trident.
Yep.
He was like,
all over the place.
He leans over, he goes, "Hey, how are you guys getting home?" I go, "Oh, we're taking the train." He's like, "Nope." I was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I'll drive you home." Cool, man. I'm in. Right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Real trooper.
Yeah. Gossip so we got a ride home. It was perfect. And then Anna took us to the land of McDonald's.
Yep.
Land of McDonald's. It was the longest trip to a close McDonald's I've ever taken.
It was a long shortcut, for sure.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe that was karma. Maybe that was actually her. Was that you getting us back?
That had to have been. Yeah.
Where you're like, you know what? You guys say fuck you to me? No, fuck you guys. I mean, can you get McDonald's
now from we're going for a drive.
Yeah.
I don't know where exactly. We're just going to drive pretty much until we see a McDonald's.
Yep. Night. Yep. Yeah, so that is, I guess, what you could call the total, the end result of a day of smoking weed is a great time.
Yeah.
If you smoke the right kind of weed at the right moment, at the right time of day, you can make that, you can ride that out and, never have a problem. Because you and I, we didn't really run into any, gotta sit down, can't feel it, not feeling good, you know what I mean?
Not a whole lot. I mean, the heat got me a bit, but again, drink some water and, chill for a bit.
Yeah. But it wasn't a lot of times I find if you're out drinking like that, it becomes a drinking thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, you're too sloppy.
Right.
We never got to that point. Nobody got to that point, really.
No, yeah. And not from our troops.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
Every year I gotta get more, I gotta figure out a way to stay or to get a little less high though. Just in case there's an event I want to do, like basketball.
Here's the thing.
Where you're looking.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the map ahead of time.
Yeah,
that's we're gonna print it off.
Idea. All right.
We're gonna sit down and be like, okay, 20 minutes here. Yeah. Quick five here.
Because yeah. I definitely, it's the only way. I would have gone to endgame first to be like, let me shoot some baskets, get it, maybe win a sweater maybe or whatever the deal was.
Yeah.
And then I'll go smoke this blunt. You know, yep. Like, it was way too late in the day for me to be like, yeah, I can, dude, the backboard's doing this. Like, yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's not moving. You know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was fun watching Jorge and Anna do it. They won some stuff.
Yeah.
I think, she won a t-shirt? She got one anyway. And then he won a t-shirt, I think.
Yeah.
He got a lot of stuff.
Oh, Jorge just, dude. Yeah, goes to town, man.
Yeah, I'm taking tips from him. Because, like, you see him walk into a line. Like, I'm like, the line's over there. He's like, I know.
Yeah. So what's going on here?
Walks up to the side of the counter. Hey, man, how's it going? And everybody's like, wait, what? You can just do that? Apparently, yes, you can if you're Jorge. Yeah.
He's just got that energy, man.
Yeah, everybody else gets like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so overall, it was a really good time. We hope you enjoyed the stories.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tyler, for showing up again.
Yeah, man. You got her.
Appreciate it. As fun as always. And then we're going to do some more episodes together because I'm thinking that, I don't know, we got a good thing going, so we should like try out some stuff.
Basically, we talk enough anyways.
Yeah.
And our coworkers, I'm sure, get tired of it. So we figure we'll just do it to you guys.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know, it's fun.
Yeah, and it's good fun. We get to smoke some good weed.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, on Thoughts Off the Stem on Friday. Or no, well, now I guess I'm correcting the beginning of this episode on Saturday again because stupid me can't work electronics properly. Or prepare.
Learn a little bit at a time.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to Tyler for coming out. I hope you come back next week on Thoughts Off the Stem on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Good Pods, Podchaser, wherever you get a podcast. It's out there. And don't forget to check out Tots420.com for the catalog. And I'm going to try and work on the website some more and add some little videos and snippets that you might not have seen yet. Yeah, until next time, keep your lids. Oh, baby. I like being corny sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just super fun.